Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So everybody knows at this point, right? I think everybody knows at this point that the president, from his Truth Social account on Sunday, sent out some messages with respect to the original team name here, Redskins. I guess the original team name was the Braves way back in the early 30s in Boston. And that he was essentially calling for the team to change back to Redskins, or he might step in and kill the RFK Stadium deal. He did say he might, or he may. Eric Flack was on this show with Denton yesterday, who was sitting in, and then he came on my podcast later on, and Eric actually outlined how Trump could, you know, kill the RFK deal. There are like three different ways. There's an executive action canceling the lease. Remember, that land is owned by the federal government, and, you know, back in late December, it ended up extending, amending the lease for another 100 years, allowing them to, you know, cut a deal with the football team to bring the football team back. But there are other ways, like the National Capital Planning Commission, sort of construction people. He's got members on the board that he put on it. Same thing with the Commission of Fine Arts. There are Trump members on that board. They have to review design of all DC construction so that, you know, our city continues to look like the very unique city that it is. So, you know, I'm assuming all of you know what he tweeted out. Obviously, this was a massive topic for about 24 to 36 hours, and it still is with many of you today. So my thoughts, and I'll summarize them. I'm not going to go as long as I did on my podcast yesterday. You know, number one is, of course, I would love Redskins to come back. And it wouldn't matter to me at all if the facilitator was Trump, Kamala, or anybody else. However it would come back, it would be totally fine with me. Most of you know I've never believed that this, you know, topic was anything other than very complex, very deep, very debatable. I always thought the, you know, summer of 2020, as it relates to the loss of this name, was all on Dan, but it still was absurd. It was silly. It may have been swept up in the summer of 2020 anyway. I spent many, many years, you know, on this show and others talking about this name and acknowledging that, you know, if I ever felt for even a split second that overwhelmingly the reference to Redskins was truly hurtful to a large majority of people, then I would have called for it to go away. But of course, the data that was always out there reflected the opposite of that feeling among Native Americans. Snyder is the reason we lost it. He stiffed his minority shareholders. Fred Smith took him out, you know, at the knees in the summer of 2020. And not only was Fred Smith a minority shareholder, but Federal Express was a top 10 partner and endorser and sponsor of the NFL. I always felt like that whole process over all those years, that those were that were against it were, you know, in the business of being offended. Not everybody. Many people, it was very heartfelt too, including some Native Americans. Certainly, it wasn't, you know, 100% Native Americans that had no issue with the name. But I always thought that there was a certain, you know, benefit that some that fought against it were getting out of it, you know, and, you know, a bit of a performative aspect to it for many years. And I hated the fact that, you know, it got positioned as dictionary defined, insensitive, racist. It's not that in every dictionary, as I've pointed out over the years. And somehow that was a conversation ender instead of what it should have been if you had delved into the details of, you know, the definition. It should have been a conversation starter. But, you know, back then it was like, if you actually think that the name is okay, then you think the N-word's okay. I mean, they talk about disingenuous for many years, anybody comparing Redskins to the N-word. I mean, any informed, intelligent person that believed that or that believed that was really misinformed, that said it more in most cases was hyperbolic beyond, and really worse than that, just insincere. But anyway, I would love it to come back, and I wouldn't care who brought it back, but I don't think it's coming back. As I've said for, I don't know, a year plus, that ship has sailed, that horse has left the barn, and there are $26 billion worth of reasons why it's not coming back. Forget the fact that this president, you know, not, no political, you know, discussion here, but we're all keen observers to a certain aspect of the human condition, and we know that with him, there's a lot of stuff that's thrown against the wall, and if it sticks, great, or many thoughts and or tweets that are very fleeting that end up vanishing within, you know, a few days. I know he's talked about it, you know, recently, you know, the stadium and the name, but there's just as much of a chance that this thing vanishes from his mind as it gets pressed forward somehow. But, you know, you got to convince a private entity, and it's really the league even more than the team and the league's sponsors and advertisers. It's a $26 billion top line business annually, and they're not going back to having to deal with that, no matter how justifiable we all feel it is that the name shouldn't have been taken away and that it would be okay for it to come back. There are business reasons for it not to come back. I don't want those of you that are still passionate about it to give up the fight. I just have kind of gotten to the point where I just see it maybe differently. And as much as I want it to come back, I don't think it will. And I don't think anything in the last 48 hours changed that. Now, there are some issues related to this conversation that come up every single time the conversation comes up that are not in the real world. I would say in the real world, this topic is less divisive than it is on social media. But my God, on social media, when this topic comes up, I read this on my podcast yesterday, and I'll read it again. And I when these days happen, I get a lot of this stuff. I get much more to the opposite of this. But this came from KP, who wrote, "Oh, Jesus, I can only imagine what tomorrow will bring." He wrote this on Sunday. "I don't know if I can take 3 hours of you on the name again. You're such a loser on this topic. You're going to do a whole show on the stupid name that nobody cares about anymore after last season, and you're going to do it on the eve of training camp. Let me warn you, names and uniforms are loser topics for you. Talk about Von Miller, Terry McLaurin's contract, Witt Jr.'s big upcoming second season. Anything about the name is tune-out content. I'm sure you'll kill me on this, Kevin, but you know I'm right."
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is the stuff, and I see it on social media on days like this, when name, uniforms, the whole thing. I just don't get the people like KP. For starters, let me just take the easiest of sort of confrontational topics as it relates to the name. Anybody that says what KP said, that nobody cares about the name or branding anymore, how detached are you from the team, the team's fan base, the conversation around the team, to actually believe that the name and branding issues are topics that nobody cares about, or maybe just only a few people care about? The most viewed team tweet since the championship game in Philly was the uniform announcement a week and a half ago. Well over 2 million views. You know, I've said this many times in the past. You know, the junkies would tell you this. Everybody that does what we do would tell you this. That the easiest days, and I wasn't on yesterday. I was off. I was coming back from a few days off. But the easiest days in our business are days like yesterday. Literally, the phone lines are lit before the show starts, and they'll stay lit for 3 hours or 4 hours if you're doing a four-hour show. It's a layup. So, KP, you're, you know, let me warn you, the name and uniforms are loser topics, is just horrendous advice. Horrendous. You have no idea how embarrassingly wrong you are. The only days that generate more of a reaction are like Mondays after games during the season, you know, or, you know, a Tuesday after a Monday night game or a Friday after a Thursday night game. Other than that, the name is and the branding is number two. Now, how much longer will it be that? I have no idea. It's been 5 years since the name was taken away, and it's still a massively, you know, a passionate topic among fans, both past and present. It's like, anyway, so that's one thing. Like, that's the easy thing. Like, please, you have no idea how far off you are when you say nobody cares or just a few people care. Secondly, I just don't get those of you who essentially, like, he called me essentially a loser for talking about the name. Why? It's something I feel deep down. You know, not everybody that doesn't feel that way, wasn't a fan like I was and many of you who are listening, but it's something that is emotional. Brand attachment is real. It's totally real, and the loss of something like that is hurtful and impactful. I am so okay with UKP and those of you that feel like it's a waste of your time, that, you know, you find it to be ridiculous that people obsess about this or that they're hurt by it or they're impacted by it. You're entitled to that opinion. But don't try to shut down our feelings and lecture us about how much of a loser or how immature or how whatever we are for feeling that way. It's just so intolerant. Like, I'm not going to even go into my normal rant about, you know, this is more of a family conversation versus for outsiders. You know, there are people that just don't feel it like many of us do. They can't understand. They can't begin to understand. But I'm okay with you feeling that way, but I'm not okay with getting lectured on the way I feel. Lastly, and this is the one that I really, to me, it's mystifying. Those that, it's one of the more divisive social media aspects of the name conversation. When people, you know, say, like KP did, you're really going to talk about the name on the eve of training camp? You're really going to talk about the name after the season they had? You're really going to talk about the name and obsess about the name and care about the name when Terry's going through this contract battle? Like, what is it with people like you who can't conceive of caring about, talking about, thinking about, and doing more than one thing at a time? Like, yes, I care about the name, and I also care that Terry's contract isn't done, and will Debo report in great shape, and what's the defense going to look like? Like, why would you limit yourself to just caring about one thing at a time? join all of us that tend to be able to multitask and care about and think about and do more than one thing simultaneously. It's a much more interesting position. It's a better view. It's more interesting. Honestly, I don't get that part of it. And I see it from people I even know who say, why? Winning's the only thing that matters. Why would you talk about the name? Well, because I can think and care about the name and feel the loss of the name and also focus on winning. Yeah, it's doable. I promise you, I can do both of those things and more than that. All the while juggling family responsibilities and work responsibilities and everything else. I don't know why people like KP, and there are many of you out there, are stuck on this. Stop it. You know, there's room for a lot of discussion. You know, still over the last couple of years, even in the wake of the loss of the name, I guarantee you the loss of the name has been an under-discussed part of the show. And by the way, probably to our detriment. Because if you did name a lot more people would care. But the season is here, and we got football to discuss, sort of, during training camp. And I can't wait for the season to start, because then you get away from all that, and you can just focus on the games. But I'm never going to stop feeling it. Never. Maybe I will. I don't know. I can't guarantee that. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team 980.com.